Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight, because it's the after show, isn't that right? Good Lord, what a mess up! And they didn't catch it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Dr. Funk live after show about Celebration 2022, Electric Boogaloo, and boy, did I pull a homer! And you guys didn't catch it, even though I was wearing the suit from it. We're gonna get into that as the guys jump up. I hope you guys enjoyed that review, but it was incomplete, and I messed up. I'm definitely not perfect, but hey Susie, hey Ray, gonna be in your face reading the comments and stuff. Hey Don, hey Cassandra. You know, I ask, can you explain if Netflix owns some of the footage? They have exclusive rights, and we'll get into that as people go in. Hopefully, you know, there'll be people as knowledgeable in the room when I'm doing the show, so you guys can get the answers you want. That's something that I'll get into as we get more people in. BS. And who's texting me now? Probably like, yeah. Sorry about that. Someone saying that stuff. You love the drama, don't love me, just like Taylor says. Let me just say, because I wasn't able to put comments on, I just want Paisley and the other people to see that. Because thank you. Because I feel what people have to understand is we get hooked up for stuff, but it's because we are promoting the events. So I appreciate that. And for people that are listening to the audio version, it's Cassandra Ann saying, you did great, by the way. And now I want to go next year. And I was not for it before. So I'm sorry, I wasn't able to give Takumi your message. Was Takumi was someone wearing his mask all the time. And unless he was in the VIP area with the band, he didn't exactly stay in one place for too long. So I was going to say, hey, Takumi, what's up? Hey, I didn't have a chance to give a message from you and from my friend Christine as well. So, yeah, those things going on. What's going on, Lenny? It was good to see you. And thank you just for doing the fist bumps only there. Appreciated it. Hey, Doc, you said a party. Which party was, no, not the party was fatiguing, that the breaks were fatiguing. So you wanted to keep your memories of 2000, 2001, the sun, but now I think it may be nice to go back for sure. Thank you, Mia. Appreciate it. So not sure if this is going to be all of us, but I'm going to say it right here, right now. I wore that suit and I didn't even show you guys, but that was my Sunday suit that I brought for it. And I'm mad at myself because, yes, I feel that the celebration should always end at Paisley and with Thank You, Prince, and thanking the fans. But it didn't end there. So my review is incomplete because the next day at the Dakota, the Steels performed. And that was when the celebration ended. And the Steel was doing Well Done. And talking about the stories, and you had Levi on the mic. You know, we as press weren't invited to that, and that may be one of the reasons that I forgot about it, and that's on me. But I do wish I was there again. I brought the suit, I did these other things, and it's just like as Cassandra said that she's going next year because of my review. And again, it was very nice to hear people on Thursday night and Friday that if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have got VIP. So those things are important. And I wish as the Dakota, I wasn't going to put up a thing. I know some people didn't come. My main thing is, you know, for this trip, I call it a business trip. Other people are having fun. Like I'm working. And as you guys saw, the photos that I shared of Maite, photos I shared of Third Eye Girl and Randy, albeit Randy was the distant one. And then the photos I shared of Rashida, they all shared that. Now, keep in mind, there was other press people there, including Bream. And we got the photos every day. And I posted them. Albeit there was a low because sometimes some of the photos weren't loading at the time. So they said I was going to say, and that's not on them. That's just how things happen from time to time. But again, that's why I'm doing the job. I'm sharing the photos. Out of all the media people were there, I was the only one that shared the photos. So that's why Third Eye Girl and Rashida and others were sharing my photos and giving me credit for it, although I didn't take them. But that's it. I consider this thing a job. So I want to be able to attend everything, only in the sense of being able to report on it, especially when it comes to VIP experience. And you guys over the years have been very supportive to where you're like, they need to take care of you. They need to do this. And they always have been. I didn't know, I wasn't even supposed to go into the Thursday event. I didn't even know about me not going to the Thursday event or Dakota till I was already in Minneapolis and I brought my outfits and I got like an email at 10 p.m. saying that I'm not needed for that. I was hitting up weeks before, a month before, trying to figure stuff out. It is what it is. But the main thing is that I understand where they're coming from. They want to give you VIPs something exclusive, but at the same time, maybe the others aren't doing it. I'm not trying to disrespect anyone at all. And I'm sorry if it comes across that way. But again, you're inviting me. I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm living it up. Again, I'm working. That's why those photos and that's why the other stuff. And that's why my review, I feel it has to be the best because you're putting $1,000 investment into, well, this dude, we want a good review. We want to be able for future celebrations. And again, it worked when Cassandra is saying now she's going to go next year because of my review. So these are the things. I take what I do professionally. I mean, look, I used to run an entertainment and music website. The reason that I would get invited to stuff when Bruno Mars' career was just starting or The Weeknd or this other stuff is because of that. And I always took that seriously. And then we're getting messages from John Mayer and Johnny Depp. Yes, when I protected him on my site years ago, he sent me a thank you. When you have this relationship, it's because you're trying to be as professional as possible. So that's where it comes down to. So I feel bad for forgetting about the brunch. That was not done intentionally. And I hope you guys had an amazing time there. Dakota is a great place to perform at. I'm hoping in the future I would like 4 days completely at Paisley. I understand about getting the city of Minnesota involved. We have Prince on the big screen or other events, and there wasn't that this year for the city to get excited about. But I do feel, like I said, you know, this kind of was thrown together last minute. I was hearing rumblings, and I knew about the dates of celebration back in February. I know that you guys weren't given anything until late April, early May, correct? So I knew about this stuff, but we're waiting for the announcements. We're doing this stuff. I'm not going to be teasing you guys and saying that I have information. I'm waiting for them to do it and for me to have all my ducks in a row as soon as it hits to let you guys know and to jump on VIP. And, you know, I know in years past, Paisley was able to accommodate people that weren't able to attend, and there was more of this stuff going on that tickets are non-refundable. I did try to help out a few people that had problems that they weren't able to get VIP, and that's the only way they wanted to attend. I was able to help some people get tickets, and I just wanted to be helpful. I wasn't hitting up Paisley with that. I felt that their plate was already full. So I was just trying to do things that I knew could be done the appropriate way and through the proper channels. Hey, blessings. Good to see you. Sorry if I'm leaning in. It's just to see you guys. Like I usually have that screen on purpose for those things. Is it that the Dakota space wasn't big enough, making them limit the number of people? That's what I was told. But there was people that did not show up Sunday morning to the events. So there would have been the space for us. Again, they had a lot of media people. All I'm saying is do different tiers, because I take this stuff seriously. Like I said, I want to make sure my review is on point. I want to make sure that when you guys are talking about that, my review or someone else's review, that I'm in the top two that you guys are talking about. I'm making sure that you guys get all the photos that were sent. there was a lot more of brow mark and whatnot, but it was repetitive. And I'm trying to give you the best shots. There were some shots that I felt that weren't very flattering of brow mark in the band, so I didn't use those. So I try to use it because that's what would be done for me, is that for my website, it'd be like, hey, here's these shots of Bruno, or here, there's going to be this publicity photo for the Janelle Monáe and Bruno tour. Make sure to use it on this date, or which one's going to work the best with your banner. We do all the stuff. So I take these things seriously. Like I said, maybe others didn't share the photos or do this stuff, but I want to make sure, even though there may be different people running things, that I get invited to it because, again, press has access, but again, it's to promote the event at hand. So always the go-to for set list. Yeah, that was one. That's how I like got my Twitter following up originally, was I probably had like a few hundred followers, but then I would be doing the Prince set list live, and then people were following me, and then Sheila was following me, and then she was getting upset when he was doing Glamorous Life, no, Love Bizarre without her, and having Nika Costa do it and whatnot. Not there's any trouble with Nika and them. Just want to say that. But yes, I think the main reasons that they had it away from Paisley that you brought up is because of the mural, because of other things going on, for sure. I know when they were trying to do it in 2020, they're trying to incorporate the Twins night into that as event at Paisley. That kind of like, it gets kind of tricky. That should be like kind of like the bonus for people that stay in town. I just want to comment that I appreciate Paisley Park for giving people an option other than VIP to have a celebration experience as Prince would have wanted. 100%. You know, I know that some people talked with me before, haven't been able to talk to so many people afterwards because of the things that have been going on, that they were kind of disappointed with what GA gets compared to VIP. But of course, they want you to get VIP. But, you know, I want to know how they feel now, if it was such a discrepancy on things. And again, you're not having the tracks. And sometimes we have VIP and GA. Sometimes the only thing separating VIP and GA, if you were late to the game, you were like one row ahead of GA. You got all the same things. So I understand where they're coming from, for sure. I was just speaking from my point of view, that I'm there to work. To me, it's a business trip. But, you know, they're there to make money. They're there to do this stuff. But just letting it be known, I'm working for you guys to make sure these events can do more. So they sent emails out to VIP asking if they were going to attend. Many did not. There was definitely room for more people. Yeah, I wasn't going to push it. I am thankful that I was there for the Third Eye Girl recording session. I would have liked to have been able to report on both. And again, it's just making sure that you guys have the experience. And now I'm upset, only in the sense that my review that I just did was not full because I forgot about the brunch. And the only reason I forgot about the brunch is because I wasn't there, and I don't want to crap on the Dakota and the things that they do, because I have a good relationship with the Dakota. And now that's kind of messed up, because it's like they go back and watch, like, oh, he didn't mention us at all. Like, what's the slight? And it wasn't done on purpose. It's just I was reporting, trying to stick to facts, and unfortunately was only able to report from my point of view on things. So that's where it came from. You caught brown mark sweat towel. Was there makeup on it like there'd be with Prince's? That's not a joke to that's not a joke at brown mark. It's just that I would hear some of the people that would catch Prince's towel and be like, oh, there was makeup on it. Hello, Sherry. So MPLS and Chan Hassan aren't super close. It's hard to get people back and forth, I'm sure. And see, again, I was treating this like a business trip, to where I did not stay at the hotels. I didn't want any distractions. I stayed at a friend's place who used to work for Prince back in the 2000s, running the Paisley Park soundstage. They were in Burnsville. Now, let me tell you something about Minnesota. I always hear about it like, oh, how far is this from that? Oh, it's 20 minutes. Burnsville was 30 minutes. So that lets you know it's a little bit further out. I was just away from stuff. Because again, treating this as a business trip, this ain't fluctuating and going back to hang out at people's hotels and whatnot. This is a J-O-B. So Cinepeg. I usually do VIP. Yeah, and hopefully you will be able to do VIP in the future, Misty. Were you able to attend this celebration at all, or when was the last celebration that you attended? And Josh says, overall, I thought celebration was great, especially put together more than last minute, for sure, right? Only thing that could have made it better is things starting later in the morning so you're not so tired from the night before. There were some people that missed the shuttle on Saturday. There's some people that missed Chris James on Friday because they were so happy to see people Thursday night, maybe had a little bit too much to drink, only from the sense of the excitement of being able to see people. And see, I'm not blaming Paisley for the outbreak of COVID because, look, we're in a confined space. We should have been wearing our mask, albeit this one wouldn't have been a good one. The other masks would have been better. I had masks that matched my outfits. I had purple masks to hand out to you guys, about 50 of them. I wasn't bringing them. I got caught up in the excitement as well. So I can't fully blame them. Now, if I'm wearing a mask the entire time and I got it, yes. Again, I wish things were. There was just a lot of us in the room. It wasn't like how it was for Welcome to America. But again, you can't point the finger at someone when you aren't following the protocols of safety yourself. That's all I'm going to say. The brunch was so great. The steals were brilliant and the food was delish. And I know that some people advised, they told me, I got texts, they didn't say, like, thank you so much for attending Celebration 2022. Thank you, Prince. And it was kind of like the Dakota, like ushering people out that had nothing to do with Paisley at all. But I'm just saying this is why I would like events to close at Paisley and make sure every time. Thank you, Prince. And thank you guys for coming out for sure. So, Burnsville is where the Purple Playground skate party was. Yeah, it was for sure on that. I have any reason to go. It seems like a nightmare. Again, introverts, I don't think it's like the best thing for them. Hey, Mark, shouldn't you be watching the game right now? And hopefully he's not wearing that 24 Kobe band. I have a terrible allergies and was glad not to be out there till. Let me tell you, every time I go to Minnesota, I get congested. And it happened in October. And I thought it was COVID. And I talked to my doctor. Get the COVID test, no COVID. I thought it was the same thing. And let me tell you, like, now that we're not, now I can give opinion more than fact. When I got to Minnesota, the person that picked me up, hey, how's it going, man? I'm a little bit congested. I'm like, oh my God, I just had my mask on the plane because the lady was coughing to me. Let me put my mask on here. And then when I got to the place I'm staying at, she was just getting over like a cold. She said she tested. And was negative for COVID. I stayed in my bedroom. Aside from having to go to the bathroom, I stayed in my bedroom from Tuesday till Thursday before I went to the Renaissance to kind of see what the merch was and to see things. And I was not expecting that many people to be around the hotel. My mistake. So COVID will COVID. I'm sure they'll all get better very soon. Yeah, as long as I may not have like the second booster if I'm vaccinated, and I haven't. The other people, like I'm seeing fever, I'm hearing about shakes. My thing really wasn't too much, not even like blowing my nose or anything like that. It was very minimal, and I'm like, all right, hopefully I don't have it. But so many people that I was around. We're getting it. And I feel the same. I just feel the congestion. But yeah, and I avoided it for 2 years and 7 months. And I stayed my ass at home a lot. I go out to one event like a week back when things were opening up in July. Maybe it was one event a month at that time. Now we can't afford to go out maybe once a month and it has to be by a Target. So you have like a reason why you're out in the first place instead of going home and going straight from work to home. So think they did everything they could as far as requiring people to be vaxxed or tested, for sure. Block party set off the celebration in many different ways. You are correct. So trying to put some comments on it, of course, it doesn't. Let me try to do this and it may bounce it. But the block party set it off in more ways than one for most of the block party. Yeah, we all should have been wearing masks. That's on us. So what's up with the dark circles under the eyes of the young prince on the mural? Not accurate in the photo. Got to talk to the artist about that. I'm not the one who drew it, but yeah. Any idea when next year's celebration would hold? April, June. It's going to be June. It's going to be June from now on because the family is running things. They didn't run this year's, but they will be running in the future. But it will be in June. I have no idea when it's going to be announced or whatnot, but it will be June. there's going to be some changes happening. So this is why they can't, like, you know, say, oh, it's going to be June of this year and they're going to have this. There's going to be changes happening. I feel it's going to be for the best. I think the fans will be excited by it. I know there's been a lot of frustration over the past 6 years. You are not the only one that's been frustrated and has felt weird about the way that they've been treated or whatnot. But hopefully we'll be treated better. And it was very nice running to a lot of you saying that, you know, I hope that you're going to be involved, or, you know, thank you so much for what you're doing now, what you've done in the past, because that's it. It's again, you know, I said this before. It's never about what you did in the past or whatever. It's about what have you done for me lately? And that's why I still try to do things now. And yeah, I did stuff in the past and I'm very, very proud of it. But I know that sometimes, especially to Comerica, it sure didn't matter what I did in the past. And they told me to go away. And every time I bring it up, they get pissed at me, but it's the truth. So, you know, greeted the brunch was very cool. Food was really good at Dakota. Glad to hear that because some people were worried about that. Definitely going next year. Haven't been since the first one. Your synopsis was dope. Hey, I missed Maite most of all. I don't know where you're at, Gatling, and I hope I pronounced your name right. I apologize if I didn't. But definitely if Maite does a dance class in your area with a Q&A, you may want to take part in that. And then you can get some of those questions that were asked or have her elaborate further on it. So, did I get COVID? Unfortunately. And I just want everyone who went to get tested, hearing a lot of people were positive, hearing a lot of people have been negative lately. So it's good to hear that. It just sucks. But I'm not feeling any different. Just make sure. Dakota food is no joke. Hey, Linka, hope you're feeling better. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, me and you hug Saturday. And I think Saturday was the sweet spot. I don't know. I gave someone a ride home that had like fever-like symptoms, but I would have done it again because, I'm not getting COVID, but gave them a ride again because they were kind of like stranded for a bit and they were feeling very tired. Yeah, they want us out of there at 11 a.m. promptly because there was another party immediately afterwards. Oh, damn. I didn't know about all that. But okay, yeah, it's 11 o'clock promptly. It's like, let's go. Get on the street. There are many parties outside of Paisley Park that people could have gotten COVID from, including the block party. Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying is you can't blame them. There was a lot of stuff going on, but I'm just saying we're seeing all over Paisley people weren't wearing their masks, so I don't want to have it like, you know, hey, went to Paisley and I got COVID, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't that. There was other stuff going on. Celebrations will be in June from now on, I hope. No, it's going to be. It's a happier time and the weather's better. For sure. There's so many more pluses and it'll make it easier to sell tickets. You won't need a good review from me, but sure, it helps, you know. I think the people had the illusion that it was a safe space because of the requirement to be vaxxed or tested or no entry. Yeah, we're coming from all over the world. Who's to say that everyone's vax card was real or everyone's doing this stuff? But I don't, like I said, I don't blame them. We're, as I said, a person wasn't joking when they said on Friday, we're all going to get COVID from this. I wish the table was wood like this. So I could have knocked on it then, but they were accurate on it. I'll say that. There was no brunch. It was an early morning Steels concert. The concert was amazing, but I had to go eat after. Someone was like, no. You're going to be giving me a Sunday buffet. Not two food items. Your AG don't all good. Okay, I'm guessing that's what it means. All right, girl, it was good to see you. Sorry, it jumped again. I miss my old layout of just being able to cue your guys' questions because I want to put you guys on screen so it's seen by both feeds. I think the shuttles only to the two host hotels just kept you captive during the breaks. We had 3-hour lunch on Saturday. Shuttles in the past were at the bus parking by the cinema. I don't know what they can do to work on that. I don't have solutions myself, but it makes it easier if you guys are all centrally located at a hotel for sure. So actually, I was congested on the day I tested positive. I feel like I hit a truck. I'm sorry to hear that, Wonderland. I hope you're doing better. Like I said, all these things saying they had a fever or throwing up or all this, and now you're saying hit by a truck. I haven't felt like that at all, but I was just like, as each person was saying they're getting it, I'm like, well, crap, I was next to this. And then as soon as one person said they had it that I was next to for 25 minutes, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting it. And waited for my PCR to make sure it was accurate. So it took some time. Rather than viewing a concert, Act 1 or Act 2, hopefully in the future, and we're going to get that. So this is about Netflix. So, yeah, for right now, Netflix has exclusive rights to the footage that's in the vault. So they kind of need clearance from Netflix to play this stuff. And as you guys said, this was done very last minute. So just imagine, like, they needed someone, albeit would have been Dwayne, say, over Mitch, that is going through the video footage, and then they'd have to go, hey, Mitch, would this be cool for us to bring here to play, blah, blah, blah. Then they have to run it by Netflix as well. So you're having all these steps. It makes it a little bit harder. And I know that's where you guys are frustrated. That's what's delaying you guys seeing the 121-16 shows, having releases of it or other stuff. And now why you're not getting it at Paisley right now. But I'm really hopeful that the docuseries, I want it to be out tomorrow. I want to get it out of the way, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. The reason that I'm saying that, and this is my opinion, not a fact, is that because even if it gets released tomorrow, there's what's called a no-compete clause. And I don't know how long that no-compete clause is, but from whatever the release is, there has to be a certain amount of time that goes by to where other things can be released. I know you guys don't want another Purple Rain show. But the August 3rd, 1983 show, already a deal was made with Apple Music. I talked about it before, that for it to be released. And there was a 90-minute documentary, and the sound was redone by David Z. There's a holdup on that because of the Netflix docuseries. So there's a holdup on a lot of stuff. So they don't own it. They own the exclusive rights to be the first ones to show it. So anything that is shown or done, even if it's inside Paisley, it has to be approved by Netflix first. Just like when you're getting the exclusive songs, they're able to play you audio, but they probably had to come to an agreement, and it probably was hard, of just this one Glam Slam 92 show. So that's the thing, and that's where I come from. I'm not crapping on the work that Netflix has done on it. I'm not involved in it in any way, shape, or form. Some family members I heard wanted me to be involved, and of course Comerica was like, you see the door, Jeremiah, you go right there. So I wasn't involved in that stuff. Had nothing to do with it. Not going to crap on the people. I want to see it. I want to see the amazing footage. Don't know everyone that was interviewed. I know certain people that were brought up. I don't know if I should say, and I'm not talking about like Prince people, but other musicians that are respected in the industry that were interviewed for it. So I love June, no snow. This weather was a little bit spastic. I'll say that. Thank goodness it's a June Sally. It wasn't one on one April. Yeah. Let me just say, you fans, I said this before in the other on the review show. It being in June, it's so much more of a celebration. And it's so celebratory of Prince. And again, that's when he was having him, when he was here around his birthday. So the reason that this celebration was so good, I like the things that they did, the dance parties, the other stuff, Link on a whole nother level. Rashida got nothing but love for her. Spinning in the house, Love Is Soul Slam events. It's you guys. As long as you guys are the ones that are coming out in force, these celebrations are going to be amazing. It being in June is the freaking purple cherry on top, for sure. Just know that. Did I get a chance to see Londell at the event? Is he going to be more involved going forward? I did get a chance to see him. From the word that I'm hearing, he will be more involved. And let me tell you guys something. That's a good thing, for sure. I know some people feel some ways. You just don't know. Mondale and Prince go back ways, okay? There'll be other stuff that you hear or whatnot. Look, you need me to vouch for him, I'll vouch for him. Albeit, I'm hoping to be involved working on that side of stuff. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm happy you guys be backing me up. I need to be a little bit more Brooklyn. I've been patient. I've been doing my stuff. Letting other people talk. But I'm confident in my abilities and what I can bring to the table and the things that need to be done for Prince's legacy. And I want you guys to be involved, and I want you guys to be happy and not having a Purple Rain release every 2 years, because that's probably going to happen in 2024, you know, but we need to get some more product into your guys' hands. And Mondell was around the 90s and was there for the street presentation and brought up about him getting Prince to write, to get Slave off his face. Londell played a huge part in stuff, and you guys play a huge part. And we need to be encompassing of everyone. I'm tired of the boys club. And I'm worried about my involvement because of the boys club. But we need more female voices, because look, most of this celebration was women. Most of my fan base, I look at it on my stats, 65%. Okay. Men may be buying the multiple copies of stuff, but women are what's keeping it together. And all of us together need to do stuff. And I want all of your voices to be heard. And that's one of the things that Prince trusted me to do, was for his voice to be heard and for your guys' voice to be heard. And I'd let him know. And he loved his fans, albeit sometimes he wanted you to love him the way that he wanted you to, and you wouldn't do it. And that would be some of the conflict. But he did love you guys, for sure. Yeah. Got to take responsibility in everything. Joan from the Mural said great things about President's Day. He's very smart and helpful. That's cool. The My Take Q&A was great, for sure. I would love to be able to interview Maite about some stuff. Albeit, I think because of some people, we would have to do it in a studio and have it be recorded live, but not live on camera. Have it played back for you guys and see comments. And I would take questions before. I do have a person in Santa Monica that would have his professional studio, and I would, you know, put Maite up for that. It has to be, it can't be the split screen or whatever. It would have to be us in there and have to be recorded live, because I don't like how she's treated sometimes. And the thing is that we can have a more in-depth conversation about stuff, because me and Maite and Dave would be chilling like in a Mexican restaurant just talking about stuff. And she's like, oh my God, I haven't thought about that since then, blah, blah, blah. And there's just so much stuff that we could talk about that would be so interesting for you guys. And, you know, I would love to do it. I think Andrea did a great job. I'm not crapping on her. And let me say, if I'm doing other things that I hope to do, it wouldn't be me interviewing it, but it would be me kind of like giving the person a question. But Maite is a great interview to have, for sure. And there's just so much stuff that she hasn't talked about. And if she has the right person talking with her, she can probably write 3 or 4 more books, you know, albeit even a second one before we get into the 3 or 4. Some of you get food at the brunch. I just got a, I think that's what they're talking about, is that's what they got. Monte's class was so great. Definitely recommend. Martin, what's up, man? That's why I wasn't there Monday, and you won't be seeing me there Saturday, my friend. You know I got nothing but love for you, and I love when the MPG was working with you, my man. Just know that. Hopefully you're still in the room, because that message is from 12 minutes ago. Linka Paris for sure brought it. Glad to see all these negatives. Please eat healthy food and drink lots of water, Doc. Someone sent me like a care package, so I've been drinking water, had a banana and an apple. I need to get some turkey slices, but I already had like a protein drink before it arrived. But thank that person so much. I appreciate it. I didn't wear my mask because I was crazy. Thought it was a safe space. Yeah, we all did, but we were all getting into it. Did I go to Electric Feast? I went to Fetus Thursday when I was out and about before I went to the hotel. And I tried not to find anything that I wanted. I looked at the Prince stuff. I looked for Taylor Swift stuff too. Shh. Nothing really, but on purpose, I wasn't trying to find anything. But gotta support the Fetus now. We got the Minneapolis cold, but no COVID, thank goodness. Yeah, that's what I thought I had. So let's get this manifested. It tis tis, what a pity. Oh, see, it jumped again. We're what, 902, was it? God, I hate this thing, man. I really want to make sure all your guys' comments are read. And this is something, again, and I brought this up before, that Prince would be like, he liked how I engaged the audience, and I liked that I was reading the questions and whatnot. He's like, I like that I don't have to tell you this stuff. And that's what was so cool, is like, Damaris said this before. Like, it would be like, are you going to send it to Doc? Like, when they were in Australia, because they didn't even remember. Nah, he'll get it. And would do it. It's like, and he like, wouldn't have to worry about what I would write. And I appreciated the trust that he had in me. And I just kind of feel that way now. And this is why it's about the legacy and other stuff. I sometimes feel that sometimes some people are self-serving. And for me, I don't mind being the Prince guy. You know, I did other stuff. I had the website and other stuff, but I kind of like gave that up to kind of like protect him a little bit. I'm still active on social media with other artists, but not as much as I am for Prince. They asked us to leave at 10:40 a.m. when the schedule was till 11. Of course, the people on my table stayed till 11. Well, get your money's worth, right, Mika? For sure. So, yeah, CH, we'll talk more eventually. They let us in late, kicked us out early. I was on time. I missed the food. I just had a crap. I think that's all you got with it. So go ahead and ask questions and whatnot. I'm at the 9:04 mark. I know we're at 9:16, but I'm catching up, kind of going over the other stuff that we're dealing with in the world. I'm sorry I missed the My Take Q&A. What was the story about the song written for Sheila, Tina Barbio? Yeah, that was written for her, but she ended up singing it, and they did play a different demo version of If I Love You Tonight. But, you know, it's just the line where it says, you know, you could be your Barbie doll, you could be my wife. It kind of like it kind of got to her, you know, which happens. What happened because of the buses? People start parking at Lake Anne and walking over. Yeah. Will they give up the rights after the doc is done? What the heck? Yeah. Again, part of the contract is that they had exclusive rights. See, my problem with that was, if it would have been released within a year, the money that was paid for the exclusive rights and for Netflix to have everything, it's worth it. But when Kanye West, for his, is getting paid $30 million, and that's more than the Prince estate was being paid, and they can't put anything out. And then if they're putting out releases, they need to get approval for a 1999 show. They need to get approval for Sign of the Times. So it's like, well, the Miles Davis show, what we have, half of it is heavily circulating, but the other half isn't. But that's what I'm saying is like, then they're like, okay, fine, put it out. They weren't going to give you a full-on unreleased Sign of the Times show, or even that First Avenue dress rehearsal show where he's like me in the polka dot suit. So it's not about them having it, but yes, they will no longer have it afterwards. But you have to have that no compete clause expire, but they won't have it till afterwards. So web out rehearsal footage. Yeah, everything that's in the vault that comes to videos and other stuff, they have. Will we get more of, say, something from 1992 that I would love to see, or 95? For sure, they'll make sure to have that Kevin Smith in their thing. That's for sure. And Kevin inadvertently put it out that he was interviewed for that, and there is going to be some footage in it. So I'm not saying anything that isn't already out there that you can't find out yourself. Anyway, Partridge targeting Chan Assen. Okay. Did Netflix have a deadline? Now they do. Other stuff before, because of COVID and because of the change of directors, the deadlines did change. This one that they have now, it's final. Unless some more money is kicked in, oh, hell no. And again, I'm not the one who made the deal. That's Comerica. That's the Prince Estate. The director of the documentary, I'm forgetting his name right now, but it's the same person. It's Ezra. Same person who did the award-winning OJ documentary that got an Emmy and an Oscar for it. So he hits you with some hard-hitting stuff. You're not going to get fluff pieces as well. Some cool people that I know were interviewed for it, and the fluff piece comment came from them. I don't want to put their name out, but just saying that. You got to give credit to where the credit comes from. Is that why Parade SD is held up? No, but now there could be other reasons. I don't want to get into that because it comes a slippery slope. We have to wait for some changes to happen, but it has nothing to do with Netflix. Saw Kevin Smith at Veggie Girl in late 2019. He told me he had just been there and saw the Rainbow Children footage he shot for the first time since 2001. Yeah, so he was interviewed for that. I remember Veggie Grill in 2014, Third Eye Girl being there, and I walked in there and I saw them and I saw Trevor and Josh and I went, yeah, this would be too much of a coincidence. I wasn't expecting them to be in LA. So I walked right out and didn't say nothing. And I hit up Trevor like 2 weeks later. It's like seeing people in the VIP area at Celebration this year. I'd see the same faces over and over because I was moving around a lot and I went and talked to them every time. So yeah, the director Ezra Edelman on that, to get his full name. I'm sure someone in the chat said it, but thank you, Ezra Edelman. Nice. It's not as if the estate hasn't been working on things besides some of the obvious, for sure. Any news on future Super Deluxe? Nope. I know people are expecting an announcement. Nope. Didn't happen. I want to be reminded of 421 and be Minneapolis. Exactly. So June is where it's at. And we'll get Linka to DJ it. Life is a much better celebration than that. So been wanting that August 83 show and pro shot. It should have been including the PR Super Deluxe. Yep. Well, that was just a regular deluxe, but yes, Super Deluxe. We'll see about that. Thanks, Doc, for the confirmation on Londell. I hope you're more involved moving forward too. Hit him up. Don't hit him up in the street. Hit him up in social media. But yeah, wasn't able to talk to him too much. Like I said, I just feel there's a time and place for everything, and I'll have to be involved, but sometimes you got to stand up for what you feel is right. To quote Prince, never mind what you hear, it's all good. Right. What's up, Cheryl from San Diego? Carrie and Carlsbad. LA announced all this love. So did Carmen Electra end up going? No, she did not. She was not there, dropped out early, was removed from the flyer. Not gonna get into the reasons why for that, but hopefully sometime will go by. Fan is short for fanatic. All right, Cassandra, Prince's friend over here. We also need younger people getting involved in legacies to continue. Amen. There's the girl on TikTok, Alina. Be up on that. Show her some love. Most kids can't afford to come to Celebration. That's true. That's why, like I'm saying, she's an influencer. She should be taken care of, you know, and full access. None of this half stuff. We need people like her in the mix. So she go visit her dog rescue interview. It's up to her. Like, I'm not gonna say, hey, come in your dog rescue in Vegas, and can you do an interview with me? We'll see how things transpire. But yeah. It has to be strange for my TV back at Paisley. I'm sure it's weird feelings. I sometimes feel the same way. It's like when is the time going to be that I'm at Paisley more times since 421 than before? That's going to be a sad time, but it'll happen eventually. There are people who are upset about Maite selling things at auction and trying to make money off of P. I understand that. There's, you have valid points, and they'll have to be for her to explain. I understand that for sure. It's definitely emotional for Maite to be back there, yes. Restock today. Whoops. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. It jumped. She went there in 2016, shortly after he passed. Yeah, memorial there as well. That was tough. A lot of unanswered questions for sure. So, damn, I lost the thing that was coming up. I'm very behind on tonight's show. What are highlights of what is upcoming? Gotta watch it, man. There you go. Misty, no, he wasn't. I'll answer that. Josh, I really like that they kept Paisley open until 2 a.m. for the dance party. I'd rather spend more time at Paisley while in town and this hit the spot. For sure. Linka Paris, album of Love for Another, MPG Music Club stuff. Things he released online only. When I play S&M Groove or Rope of Silicone, people still ask me what those songs are. There's a full catalog of stuff that would probably make a true album. For sure. We got to teach the babies. For sure on that. You know, just when you thought it was safe to go outside, I hit you with another funky design. Could be that one as well. Explore your mind. Is Larry Graham still in Minneapolis? This is not done on purpose. Why are you playing with me, man? Yes, he is. You guys are hilarious. Prince, Kanye, Prince is worth a billion. Yeah, like I said, 30 million, Kanye got. That's all I'm saying. Love Larry Graham, that's Drake's uncle. Yep, and Drake loves him some Prince, even though Prince dissed him at one point. But yes, Netflix taking too long holding us up. There you go. It'll be coming out eventually. They did have COVID and a change of directors. Wish to release a DVD collection of unreleased videos manifesting that. Yeah, I want... And we were with Julia Ramadan in 2013. We were discussing a full-on video collection along with unreleased videos. And then, you know, trying to find a way around some of these videos after Game of Witness, wouldn't it be cool for him to release? And I came up with a thing. But a problem with a bunch of this stuff is not all of them are shot on film. So it's shot on video. So you're going to be having a little bit of... problems with it that can't be exactly cleared up right now. Maite mentioned to class she was releasing something, but it was hard to hear from where I was standing. I forgot to ask her, did anyone catch that? Hopefully someone in the room caught what Tracy is saying. Excuse me. So, Christ, I'm not getting any younger. I understand that. We got to stay healthy. It's one of the reasons why I had to get in shape. Of course, I told Karen White when she was running Paisley, like, I promise you I'll lose weight if you need to be on a panel or you need me to help out. That's one of the main reasons of trying to get in shape was to do these things to be around for a while. So, oh boy, jumped again. I didn't see the time we're at. Sorry, guys. There we go. Almost caught up. You're going to keep asking questions about the 920 mark when we're at 927. So, yay. That's why you didn't go to the celebration. Karma wasn't there. Right. Should be affordable for everyone. I understand that, but they got to make money as well. So, that was steam for sure. Yeah, but you're not giving the Twitch numbers. Anyway. Just jamming on YouTube. Youngboy has reviewed every song of every album up to 2010. That's cool. Everyone is making money off a piece, and you need to stop saying that. All right. I missed where that came from, Cassandra. You can let me know later or put it back in here. Miss Prince Grey Arson knows all the instruments. Lena definitely needs to be taken care of. Sure. Like I said, Kinesa as well, these other people, like, there's room for it. It's all provided different services, you know, for sure. Yeah. Representation. The females need to be represented. Women. Girl power and not just pee control. And you guys know that Girl Power is a song that Prince did long before the Spice Girls. Thank you very much. Can't wait to go to Paisley Park. Good to hear that, Elizabeth. Hopefully you'll be going soon, even for a celebration. There are young YouTube influencers that do a lot of reaction videos of Prince music. That's important too. Selling sessions separately would work for many that can't afford the full day. Yes, there would be day passes sometimes at Paisley for $100 and even some of the concerts at night, albeit we gotta get out of this COVID mess for sure. So, funky design, explore your mind. And it jumped again. Sorry, Martin. Yeah, I'm gonna be staying safe. Hopefully I'll have a negative test. But I still think got to give it like another day because I'm just coming back from LA Friday. Hopefully. Check out the Twins game t-shirt. Look great. I did not go to the Twins game, but I was taken care of for the jacket. You like the shirt, huh? Wasn't hearing too much good things about the shirt. Don't forget the Gold Experience on Record Store Day. Yes, June 18th. Maybe we got to do a show for that for you guys. Give a reason to give the Gold Experience some love. Some love. June 18th. Whoops, jumped again. So funny. Just cleared my schedule for June 18th. Right, that's the day it was meant to be. Yeah, get there early. Like I say, his record store days are a lot right now. Maite spoke about releasing a documentary on the philanthropic work Prince did and also a kid's book they wrote together. That'd be cool. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Cassandra. Can Paisley Park have exclusive music that's only sold through Paisley Park? Not yet, because you have Warner Brothers in the mix and Sony. And for some reason, that 2014 contract for the Masters and getting them back didn't include outside the U.S. That's where a lot of these problems happen. And that's why when Sony got the transfer of Sign the Times this year in 1999, yeah, the Target releases because they can't do stuff overseas. I don't understand how that was missed, that it wasn't worldwide. I'm at a loss that you get the Masters back, but it's only for North America. I'm at a complete loss. What I most think Paisley Park should do, offer long listening sessions. I most want to sit in Studio A and hear his isolated vocals for longer than the brief minutes you get with the Ultimate Tour.
Yep.
Pamela, I'm going to put that on screen for sure when it comes to that. So, again, any ideas that you guys have over the last 7 minutes, let's go with that for future celebrations for things that you want to see at Paisley. We could do this all night, but I like how many of you guys have been in the room and how active. I don't want to wear you out with a 3-hour panel session. We already had some of those. What unreleased album do you think would possibly be the next release following Welcome to America. We will see. So, Doc, was this the best celebration yet? Nah, that'd be 2002, my man. Just saying. But you didn't say posthumously, so that you wear. I'm messing Dwayne. But yeah. Jonathan has been asked, but did Apple only co-write Manic Monday? So, how are the Celtics doing right now? Whoops. At least I saw where that landed. We ain't answering that. Can you please everyone send in that request to Paisley Park? So, we have more. Didn't go to 2002. Sorry. I remember your 2001 celebration. You didn't like me then. Again, me being an introvert or whatnot, and you probably were the same way. You're probably like, this dude. Boys club. But, and what's up with Seduction 747 lately? I haven't asked you that question in a long time, have I? Yes. I would love to see rehearsal footage. 27th of the celebration was awesome too. All right. So we have Record Store Day coming up. We got to do something for gold. I know that people were expecting some gold shirts at Paisley or something. It wasn't there. It was all Purple Rain stuff. It's good to see Dwayne. Good to see Matthew. Good to see Trevor. Cordial with everyone. Talked to Donna for a bit. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the future. I think the future is bright. It's going to be funky. And in different ways that we don't even expect, we're going to get Prince noticed. I do think visualization helps out a lot with the younger crowds. That's why TikTok is blowing up. And that's why these record labels are being such asshats to make these artists make more TikTok videos, because it's the visualizations. It isn't exactly the 20-second clip. It's the visualizations that get it. Xenophobia. So I'm talking about, I received a survey from Paisley Park this afternoon. Wish I would have got one of those. See, you got to have that be in it. Now it's like I got to ask someone to forward it to me so I can send it to them. It was challenging to see all the amazing shoes for a beautiful collection given the crowd. I'd love to see them displayed in a room with 360 view instead of one single wall. Hopefully you can get that in the future, but hopefully you're going to go back for a tour. Now remember, when it comes to the shoe collection, whether you guys have an ultimate tour or a regular tour, you're going to spend the exact same amount of time in there. So don't worry about having to get that expensive one for that. Albeit, as I always say, I recommend the ultimate tour for various different reasons. She's in Toronto. She's too sad to do anything. I remember her. Probably talked to her like 2 times. Someone I think made like a comment that they don't know if she has more boots or shoes. And you can take that for what it's will. You know what I'm talking about. You think we may see more vinyl reissues by end of the year? It's possible. But for sure, you're getting gold experience. I think a lot of things that we may have been expecting by the end of the year have been changed. You can't hold me to that, but I was expecting more stuff to come out. That's why when the Revolution Syracuse stuff at that time, I was saying, you guys are going to get more. This isn't it. I do think you will get something that may be different than what we expected. I'm starting to lose faith in staying in Comerica. Well, again, there's going to be some changes happening. So that's what it comes down to. It was great to meet some of the designers of the shoes. Really cool for sure. So, all right, do that, Chris, with that. And I just lost the thing. It jumped up again from 9:33. Thanks for sharing that, Misty. I'll check and see if I received a survey so I can share feedback. They should talk more about his fashions. Harry Styles could never. I don't think Harry Styles was a Prince fan until after he passed, because I know a girl that he was into that was a little bit older than him, and he didn't really know Prince at that time. But hey, let's not hold it against him. That's all I got to say about that. Let's bring them in there and try to be fashion forward. My daughter's 20 and 23 are huge Prince fans. You have to pass his greatness on to the next generation. Thank you for Jeannie or Jean. Please correct me or let me know if I'm saying it incorrectly. I apologize, but thank you for doing the work. Shoe collection is fantastic. Need to go on tour. So here we go. She won the contest in 2001 because of her referrals. They took it away because of her boots. Uh-oh. There you go. I like to see documentary about sabotage. Hey, come on now. Let's not go there. All right, guys. I appreciate you. We'll be doing more of these. We just got to keep it professional, which you guys have been able to do. Nothing but love. Respect and put the donation things in here. This was fun. And I really hope a lot of you that didn't attend Celebration or in this room will attend next year for sure. Hope that people that are in here understand whether you were here or not. It's important that your voices are heard as long as that taking this seriously and understand stuff. And a majority of you are. But it's all about the legacy and not just attracting younger fans, but attracting older fans who may have done it. But let's also at the same time, I want all you guys kept. Like, don't be scared and don't be like, oh, I saw him more, that I'm going to know more than this person. Pass on your education. Pass on it to let them know, like, you know, Harry Styles is cool, but he wasn't the first person doing it. Stuff like that. Like, let's bring him in. And that's what they give it on for it. No dates for next year because you're going to be having different people run stuff. But I will make the assumption a pretty good one, although I don't like doing it. It's going to be in June, and it's going to be in June going forward. So, you know, what would you guys think if it wasn't at Paisley every year? You know, just had different things. But this way, people from all over the world can have different experiences on it. Something to think about. Just saying. Yep. It will be the 7th anniversary since he passed next year. That's, again, nothing in April. In June, to where we can really celebrate him. And you guys are the best fans. 100%. Nothing but love for you guys. And I appreciate you guys having my back on some things. And it was so nice to hear these things. Because let me tell you, it's been a tough 6 years. And dealing with people that are nice to your face and can't wait for you to be gone. But I really, truly appreciate you guys. And I'm glad that I've been able to help Prince. I've been able to help you guys. It means a lot. Yep, extra copies for nephew and nieces doing this stuff. Hopefully they aren't going to CD Trader and selling them. But yes. So who's going to be running it next year? Family and other stuff. Love meeting you, Facebook user. It's not giving your name. Let me take care of yourself. We'll do it. All right, at Paisley, I hear you. Just a question. Got to think outside of the box. That's all. All right. Do something at the forums. You try to save it. Yeah, there's going to be different things that we're going to get into. Just putting into it. But I appreciate you guys. Appreciate your feedback. Keep leaving comments. We can continue discussion on Twitter momentarily. I do feel, since I'm going to be stuck inside a hotel room, maybe going on Instagram Live a few times, maybe coming back on here, not a professional point of view. But I will be in touch with you guys. I want to be in touch more with it. Just remember, your voices are important, and I am hearing you and making sure that you guys are heard, like before, like now, like in the future. Thank you guys again so much. Much love. Till next time, keep it funky. Thank you, Prince. Good night, y'all.